From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Each week by the Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive soap and Colgate tooth powder. Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet present the Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Verna Felton, George Neese, the Sportsman, Opie Case and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
Judy has returned to Hollywood from her New York trip, and she and Aunt Agatha have been arranging an old-fashioned Christmas party for some of their exclusive Brentwood Society friends.
Well, Judy, since you went away to New York, a lot of water has gone under the bridge.
Yep, and from the looks of the weather today, lots of bridges will be going under the water.
Judy, dear, I'm concerned. It's getting late, and not one of our guests has arrived.
Well, maybe they thought we wasn't swell enough for them, Aunt Aggie. Do you suppose my bad attitude has scared them folks away?
It's possible, Judy. After all, at the Dubrock party, you did eat your clam chowder through a veil.
Can I help it? I like the soup part, but I wanted to strain out the clams. I got to get me a finer veil. Three of the little ones slipped through the dragnet.
Yes, and at Mrs. Delbridge's Chinese dinner, you made an awful spectacle of yourself using those chopsticks.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't know what them chopsticks was for, and when the spaghetti came along, I knitted myself three pairs of socks. And the pity of it all, I ain't never worn none of them yet. The pity of it all.
Oh,
it's a plum waist.
Judy, what a pity.
But it's a pity.
Yes, dear, but I can't understand why the guests aren't arriving for our old-fashioned Christmas party.
Mrs. Frost?
Yes?
Miss Canova?
Uh-huh.
I am Mrs. Van der Peister's butler. She expresses deep regret that she is unable to attend your old-fashioned party. One more would be too much.
One more party?
No, one more old-fashioned.
My, he sounds very British. I wonder where she got him.
Lynn Lee.
Well, anyway, even if Mrs. Van der Peister doesn't come, I'm still counting on Mrs. Ambrose, Mrs. Dubrock, and Miss Otis.
Mrs. Frost?
Yes?
Miss Otis regrets.
Oh, Judy, listen. The Christmas carolers. Let's open the window so we can hear them better. It's so beautiful.
Frankie Store, Johnny Store, bargains by the batch. Today we'll have our fire sale if we can find a match.
I didn't like the words, but oh, that baritone. I wonder how he developed such a deep, manly voice.
Shucks, he sings so much corn, his voice got a husk in it. Howdy, mister.
Hello there, girlie. Remember me?
Why, sure. You're that traveling salesman fella I met in New York.
That's right, sister. Roscoe Old Whittle's a name.
What's the O for?
O-P-A.
O-P-A?
Yep. When I was born, my father took one look at me and hit the ceiling. Ah! Ain't that a Lollapalooza? You tell him, postage stamp, I'm lit.
What are you selling this time?
Well, I'm still selling Christmas cards. 5 and 10 cents a card.
What's the difference?
The 10-cent ones fit the envelope. Well, Wells Fargo, I can't express myself. Yeah, I guess it is.
Have you sold any cards yet, mister?
Yes, sirree, sis. I sold some to the head keeper of the zoo. You know, they're having trouble up at the zoo. All the elephants are on a strike.
Why are the elephants on strike?
They're tired of working for peanuts. Ain't that a wiggeroo, though? Now, you know, that's my father's favorite joke. You know, my father started life as a barefoot boy.
Just come to think of it, I wasn't born with shoes on, neither.
No, girlie, I mean, he was a self-made man. Why, do you know what my father was getting when I was born?
Nope, and I bet he didn't either.
That really was a killer, sis. And now, don't be too hard on me, girl. Remember what the little kitten said as she was watching the tennis matches? Take it easy, boys. My old man's in the racket. Well, so long, girlie. I gotta make a noise like a handkerchief and blow.
That fella must have been scared by the smiling Irishman. Golly, ain't our Christmas trees pretty, Aunt Aggie?
Yes, it'll brighten up the party beautifully.
You know, Christmas trees are scarce back in Cactus Junction. That's when Uncle Evergreen come in handy.
Uncle Evergreen? Why did they call him that?
Well, during the Christmas holidays, they stood him up in a corner and he stayed lit for a week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this program is presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries by the Colgate-Palmolive Pea Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder and Palmolive Soap, on behalf of the Veterans Information Program. To thousands of families this year, the happiest Christmas gift of all will be the return of their fighting men. Here is one veteran on his way who is thinking out loud.
Gosh, I can't believe it. I'm going to be home for Christmas. Home. I've been away 3 years. I feel kind of funny now that I'm so close. Me with a bum arm. I wrote Mary I don't want any fussing. She'll understand. Only she hopes she keeps that Gabby Dame sister of hers out of the way. I can just hear. Oh, Bill, you poor fellow. I want to hear all about how you were wounded. Maybe a few guys want to talk about it. I, for one, want to forget. Forget there ever was a war. All I want is to get back home and take up where I left off. I've got a lot of living to catch up with. And, brother, I don't want any interference.
Friends, this returning veteran is one of many thousands. He's one of us, one of the great family of Americans coming home to live and work. When you meet him, be natural. Remember, he wants to take up where he left off. So welcome him as a man, a husband, a friend, a brother, a responsible citizen. Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra playing the bugle call rag.
happy. Oh, I sure am, Miss Judy. You know my boyfriend Pomeroy may be home for Christmas. Yeah, just got back from overseas and landed in New York. Gee, I bet he was glad to see the Statue of Liberty again. I say he was. You know something? He looked up at that Statue of Liberty and said, "You don't have to carry that torch any longer, baby. I'm home." I bet he'll bring you a nice Christmas present, Geranium.
Well, I tell you, Miss Judy had a lot of presents for me, but I think they got sidetracked by some railroad man.
Yeah, what makes you think so?
Well, Palmer's telegram said no Christmas present this year, blaming on little Joe and a pair of boxcars.
Geranium, is that the new dress you bought for his homecoming?
Oh, yes, Miss Judy, ain't it something? Yeah, the sales lady said I looked like I was poured into this dress.
Yeah, you look like you poured into it all. I don't even forgot to say when. Or at least, whoa, you could have said whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you ain't exactly skin and bones, Geranium. To look at you, nobody'd ever know there's 239 bones in the human body.
239 bones? How'd they find that out?
Well, they probably took Frank Sinatra and counted them out in the open.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Aunt Ag.
Judy, do you know if your Uncle Archie's taking a bath?
He said he was, Aunt Aggie. Why?
Well, I just passed the bathroom door. The faucets were turned on, and I heard snoring. I'm afraid Uncle R.T. has fallen asleep in the bathtub with the water running.
Well, don't worry. He always sleeps with his mouth open. Aunt Aggie, do you think our Christmas party will be a success?
I hope so. Of course, it won't be the sort of Christmas you're used to in Cactus Junction.
Oh, yeah, I know that, Aunt Aggie. Nothing could compare to Cactus Junction, you know.
Really? Well, what was so different about Christmas at Cactus Junction?
Well, for one thing, my Uncle George always brought over a gallon of MMSDS.
Gracious. What is MMSDS?
Missouri New Slow Death Special. It's mixed in four parts. One part corn, one part vodka, and one part gin.
That's only three parts. What about the fourth part?
Oh, that's the part that goes numb when you drink it. Out the presents. But, you know, giving out the presents was the most fun. I'll never forget the look in Granny's eyes the year I gave her that chandelier to wear around her neck.
Chandelier, Susan? You mean lavalier.
No, I mean chandelier. Grandma liked to read in bed.
Well, I was just thinking,
she
Judy.
Did.
Judy, dear, wouldn't it be nice if we could carry out the Christmas theme tonight and have one of Santa Claus' reindeer on the lawn?
Oh, no, Aunt Aggie. No? Pa tried that once when he played Santa Claus. And when he bent over to pick up his pack, the reindeer butted him.
It did?
Yep, and Pa had antlers in his antlers. Say, Aunt Aggie, are we going to have mistletoe tonight?
Well, yes. But I'm afraid that kissing under the mistletoe isn't what it used to be. Where are the old-fashioned girls who used to faint when a man kissed them?
Just, where's the old-fashioned men who used to make a girl faint?
Well, what about the men in New York, Judy? Didn't you like Ronald Belmont?
Yeah, but he was sort of kind of conceited.
Well, do you prefer conceited men or the other kind?
What other kind? Well, I'll tell you, Ronald was okay, but he was a fox.
A fox?
Yeah, that's a wolf that brings flowers.
Well, Judy, someday you'll find the right man. You know, every girl has natural endowment. Look at Betty Grable. What did she do with what she had? I ask you, what did she do with it?
I don't know, but if you find it, can I have some?
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Oh, hello, Pedro. Say, you look awful. Where have you been?
Well, Senorita, me and Gonzalez spent Saturday and Sunday in Azusa looking for the lost weekend.
But, Pedro, why were you in Azusa?
Well, Senorita, that is the first place a weekend would go to lose its hair.
Pedro, you really look terrible. You need a shave.
Well, it's this Pacific Coast time. It gets me all mixed up.
It does?
See, I get 5 o'clock shadow 3 hours early. Senorita, I was at a Christmas party at my girl's house.
You were, huh, Pedro?
See, we played a kissing game called Puss in Boots. Yeah, but her father always spoils it.
Her father always spoils it.
Gee, he makes me stop playing Puss in Boots and boots me in the paws. Can you read at the Christmas dinner, my girl would sneak me a kiss.
She would?
Gee, we had tomato soup and a kiss, and avocado salad and a kiss, and roast beef and a kiss. And every kiss made me feel a year younger.
What'd you have for dessert?
Melon's baby food. Well, I will be going now, Senorita. And remember, 30 days, Hacienda, April, June, and sombrero. All the rest have 31 except Tommy Manville, and he's getting close, no? Well, hasta luego, Senorita.
All right, Las Vegas, it's out, Pedro.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, just can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, you can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You never know about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
So kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
It's been a long, long time.
Can't remember when.
It's been a long, long time.
You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. Oh, just how empty they all seemed without you. So
kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
Judy Canova singing, It's Been a Long, Long Time.
Judy, dear, it seems as if everything is going wrong.
Yeah, Maggie, even my surprise didn't work out.
What surprise?
Well, I had it all arranged to have my Uncle R.T. dress up like Santa Claus and come down the chimney, and I ain't heard from him for 2 hours.
Help, dadnabbit, help, I'm stuck in the chimney.
Gosh, Aunt Aggie, that's Uncle R.T. He's been reclassified 1/8.
What do you mean?
He's caught in the draft. How we get him out?
Help! Help!
Come on, Judy, we'll pull together. Let's concentrate on one big jerk.
What's your language there, sister?
All right, Aunt Aggie, here we go. Golly, do you suppose he was hurt?
Well, I ain't hurt, Judy girl, but dadnabbit, I don't like this Santa Claus suit.
Oh, Uncle R.T., it ain't nothing but a suit of red flannel underwear.
Well, this underwear ain't got no buttons, so I sewed myself into it and I couldn't get out.
Well, you should have used that escape hatch in the back.
Oh. Oh. By duty, Daddy, I must have caught a chill. Guess I better take a nip of my cough medicine. Oh, I just happen to have it right here with me, too. Just a little nip. Sure makes me feel better. Enough, Judy. I must have caught this chill on the train.
What train did you come out on, Uncle Archie?
Well, near as I can recollect, they called it the Atchison, Topeka, and Faye.
You mean Santa Faye?
No, I mean Faye. Santa's going to be busy till after Christmas. That's a joke, Judy. That's a joke.
It is. I say that is. Well, never mind, Uncle Archie. I got a present for you. Do you like books?
Books? Well, Judy girl, I reckon I do.
Do you like Little Women?
Yes, but I like big ones even better. Okay, look, Judy Pooty, I got a present for you, too.
What is it, Uncle Archie?
Oh, here. It's one of them newfangled dresses that ain't got no straps and no back. It's so light and flimsy, you could go out in it and never know you had it on.
Oh, it looks beautiful, Judy. It's like a poem.
Looks more like a short story to me.
Oh, but it's lovely on you. Why don't you take the hanger out?
Hanger? Just them's my shoulder blades. Yeah, but I ought to look all right in this dress if Santa Claus brings me that pre-war girdle I want.
Judy, I'm lucky. I have a girdle that was made before the war.
I know, Aunt Aggie, but which war? Polly, you know something? That pre-war girdle is the one thing I want most for Christmas.
Say, Miss Judy,
your boyfriend, Mr. Bass, is in the living room, and he's got a present for you.
Oh, boy! I'll go right in and see him.
Geranium, did you happen to see what Mr. Boxford got for Judy?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's all wrapped up, but he told me he's giving her what she wanted most. A big red sled.
A sled? Where did he get that idea?
Well, he started written on a Christmas list. She wrote a pre-war glider.
Pre-war glider?
Yes.
Goodness, Judy, spelling again. She meant a pre-war girdle.
Oh, well, all I know, ma'am, is that he didn't buy no girdle. He bought her a sled.
Oh, dear. This may be very embarrassing. I think we'd better go to the kitchen.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, bless me, I'm so excited. Geranium says you got a present for me.
Yes, Judy, I'm going to make you a happy girl.
You are, Betsy?
Yes, I saw that item on your Christmas list. I got you one.
Oh, gee willikers, I'm embarrassed. I didn't expect you to get me one of them.
Well, I'll admit I was almost tempted to keep it myself. I could use it around Bear Mountain. Judy, I got you one with steel runners.
Steel runners? Just I want one that's got some give to it. Well, what's the steel runners for?
Well, to help hold the curves, of course.
How'd you know what size to get?
Oh, don't worry. I tried it myself in the store. You know, I could just picture you on a cold morning sliding it all over the place.
Yes, Bensley, I only want it for around the house.
Is there room? Aren't you fenced in?
Well, not the way I want to be, but I want the kind I can sit down in and be comfortable.
Well, Judy, you'd have better control over it if you steered it head first.
Don't worry, I can climb into it from any position.
Well, this one is a special job. There's room for four. Well, maybe not. That might be stretching it a little.
Well, if it's got that much stretch, I don't want it. Bensley, please don't think I'm fussy, but I know what I want. Women just don't like the kind that creep.
Oh, well, Judy, this one is streamlined. And if you want some real fun, just try hitching it on behind a milk truck.
Bensley, I've heard enough. No man can talk like that to me. Goodbye.
Judy, why did you send Bensley home?
Why, Aunt Aggie, he insulted me. Yeah, he told me to hitch it on behind a milk truck, and I don't even get dressed with the shades up. Folks, on Tuesday, we'll be having the first real Christmas we've had since the war began. A Christmas free from fear and worry about our loved ones. There'll be Christmas trees and toys and laughter and gladness in our hearts. So tonight, I'd like to sing a little song called Christmas Candles that I think expresses the true spirit of Christmas.
I see Christmas candles on a
Christmas tree. And they light a lovely Yuletide reverie. In the candlelight so dim, we would sing a Christmas hymn as the church bells played a holy melody. At the dinner table, everyone in place. Then I see a star, I said, set that
tray.
The sweet things I remember when each year in December I see Christmas.
Vern Smith asking you to follow the 14-day Palmolive plan for a lovelier complexion. And don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder night and morning and before every date. Ladies and gentlemen, this message is especially for the families and friends of veterans. Naturally, there are no rules about how to treat a man who comes home from the war. Or rather, I should say there is the rule of common sense. Just be natural. This message was presented in cooperation with the Drug, Cosmetic, and Allied Industries of the Colgate Palmolive Peen Company, makers of Colgate Tooth Powder and Palmolive Soap, on behalf of the Veterans Information Program. Now, here's Judy.
We're a little late, folks. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.